Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, April 7th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Dream Technologies. Leading off today, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has some details on upcoming iPhone designs. First, for the iPhone 17 Pro coming this year, Gurman says that we shouldn't expect a particularly bold new look. The front of the device will look quite similar to the iPhone 16 Pro, but Apple will tweak the back of the design, particularly when it comes to the camera bump. Some of the iPhone 17 Pro design leaks have claimed that we'll get a two-tone design on the back, where the top half is a different color than the bottom half. Gurman says, however, this is not the case. The camera area will be the same color as the rest of the device. Ultimately, the iPhone 17 Pro won't be a major departure from the current models. But as for the iPhone 18 Pro coming next year, Gurman says that Apple has bigger plans. He says that Apple is preparing a major shakeup for the iPhone's 20-year anniversary, including a foldable version of the iPhone and a bold new Pro model that makes more extensive use of glass. More details here are unclear, but it seems that what we should expect is largely similar iPhone 17 and iPhone 17 Pro models this year, along with the all-new iPhone 17 Air this year, with bigger changes and the all-new foldable iPhone next year at the earliest. In other news today, Apple is not planning to release its rumored smart home hub this year after all. To recap, Apple is working on an all-new product category for your home. The device is rumored to feature a 7-inch square display and act as a smart home command center. It'll feature a design that is meant to be mounted on your wall or placed on speaker bases around your house. This device was originally expected to launch as soon as last month, but now Apple has been forced to rearrange its plans. This is all due to the delays of the more personal and more powerful version of Siri, powered by Apple Intelligence. The new smart home hub is expected to heavily rely on these more powerful Siri features, including app intents and the ability to use your voice to tell Siri to do specific things in specific apps. These are among the handful of Apple Intelligence features that Apple delayed last month, saying that they will roll out sometime in the coming year. This report says that initially there was some optimism that the Apple Intelligence delays would only result in the smart home hub shipping a few months later, such as later this year. But now Apple is considering a delay until 2026, when the new Siri features are actually expected to ship. This is just another example of the wide-ranging impacts of Apple's failure to actually ship these promised Apple Intelligence features. The delay of these software features is now causing delays of hardware products, including Apple's anticipated debut into an all-new industry with this smart home display. We are sponsored this week by Dream Technology. Dream Technology is kicking off the spring cleaning season with substantial discounts on their advanced smart cleaning solutions. For the next week, you can save up to 50% on Dream's cutting-edge lineup of AI-powered cleaning solutions, including the flagship X40 Ultra that redefines hands-free cleaning. Plus, you can save an additional 5% with the code DREAM9TO5, that's DREAME 9TO5, for an additional 5% off. My thanks to Dream Technologies for supporting the show and making spring cleaning smart at unbeatable prices. Running out today, there's been a lot of speculation about how high Apple might raise iPhone prices in response to Trump's tariffs. A new report from the Wall Street Journal, however, offers the most realistic look yet at what it currently costs Apple to make the iPhone 16 Pro and how that could change thanks to Trump's tariffs. The report cites data from Tech Insights and iFixit to craft a breakdown of Apple's costs, commonly referred to as the bill of materials, for an iPhone 16 Pro with 256 gigabytes of storage. The A18 Pro chip in the device costs Apple $91, while the display costs $38, the battery costs just over $4, the 5G modem costs $27, RAM costs $22, and storage costs $21. The rear camera array costs $127, the main enclosure costs $21, and all of the other components cost $200. So the pre-tariff total for Apple to make an iPhone 16 Pro is $550. Once you add that in with testing and assembly, that price comes to $580. Notably, this doesn't account for things like research and development, marketing, and other non-hardware costs for Apple. But even with those factored in, Apple still enjoys a healthy profit margin on the iPhone. Right now, Apple charges $1,100 for this 256GB version of the iPhone 16 Pro. Those components come from around the world, but all final assembly occurs in China before the phones are imported into the United States. Trump has announced a 54% tariff on goods from China, and Apple will pay that on the total cost of the components, not the retail price of the iPhone 16 Pro. So accounting for that 54% tariff, Apple's cost to make an iPhone 16 Pro increases to roughly $847. That's a major hit to its profit margin, particularly when you factor in other costs like marketing, R&D, packaging, and shipping. Apple, meanwhile, still hasn't commented on how it plans to respond to these tariffs. The company is highly unlikely to eat that entire 54% tariff. It may stomach some of the burden, but price increases for consumers are inevitable. And as for an iPhone made in America, Tech Insights analyst Wayne Lam says that it's not clear you can even make a competitively priced smartphone in the U.S. The assembly labor that might cost $30 per phone in China could cost $300 in the United States. Ultimately, my advice to people is clear. If you need an iPhone right now or think you might need one soon, now is the time to buy before these inevitable price hikes kick in. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.